Literature. Page 144. Exercise 4.
Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Retold by Patrick Nobes. On my first day at the university, I met my teacher, Professor Waldman, who was one of the greatest scientists in the world. He gave a wonderful talk to all the students who were starting at the university. He ended his talk by saying, "Some of you will become the great scientists of tomorrow. You must study hard and discover everything that you can. That is why God made you intelligent, to help other people." After the professor's talk, I thought very carefully. I remembered the storm when I was 15. I remembered how the lightning had destroyed the tree. I wanted to use electricity to help people, and I wanted to discover the secrets of life. I decided to work on these two things. I did not know then that my work would destroy me and the people that I loved. I started work the next day. I worked very hard, and soon Professor Waldman and I realized that I could learn to be a very good scientist. The professor helped me very much, and other important scientists who were his friends helped me too. I was interested in my work, and I did not take one day's holiday during the next 2 years. I did not go home, and my letters to my family were very short. After 2 years, I had discovered many things, and I built a scientific machine that was better than anything in the university. My machine would help me answer the most important question of all. How does life begin? Is it possible to put life into dead things? To answer these questions about life, I had to learn first about death. I had to watch bodies from the moment when they died and the warm life left them. In the hospital and in the university, I watched the dying and the dead. Day after day, month after month, I followed death. It was a dark and terrible time. Then, one day, the answer came to me. Suddenly, I was sure that I knew the secret of life. I knew that I could put life into a body that was not alive. I worked harder and harder now. I slept for only a short time each night, and I did not eat much food. I wrote to my family less often. But they loved me and did not stop writing to me. They said they understood how busy I was. They did not want me to stop work to write or to see them. They would wait until I had more time. They hoped to see me very soon. The professors realized that I was doing very important work, and so they gave me my own laboratory. There was a small apartment above the laboratory where I lived. And sometimes I stayed inside the building for a week and did not go out. Above the laboratory, I built a very tall mast. It was 150 meters high and higher than the tallest building in the city. The mast could catch lightning and could send the electricity down to my machine in the laboratory. I had never forgotten the lightning that had destroyed the tree. There had been so much power in the electricity of that lightning. I believed I could use that electricity to give life to things that were dead. I will say no more than that. The secret of my machine must die with me. I was a very clever scientist. But I did not realize then what a terrible mistake I was making. In my laboratory, I made a body. I bought or stole all the pieces of human body that I needed, and slowly and carefully, I put them all together. I did not let anybody enter my laboratory or my apartment while I was doing this awful work. I was afraid to tell anybody my terrible secret. I had wanted to make a beautiful man. But the face of the creature was horrible. Its skin was thin and yellow, and its eyes were as yellow as its skin. Its long black hair and white teeth were almost beautiful, but the rest of the face was very ugly. Its legs and arms were the right shape, but they were huge. I had to use big pieces because it was too difficult to join small pieces together. My creature was 2.5 meters tall. For a year I had worked to make this creature, but now it looked terrible and frightening. I almost decided to destroy it. But I could not. I had to know if I could put life into it. I joined the body to the wires from my machine. More wires joined the machine to the mast. I was sure that my machine could use electricity from lightning to give life to the body. I watched and waited. 2 days later, I saw dark clouds in the sky, and I knew that a storm was coming. At about 1 o'clock in the morning, the lightning came. My mast began to do its work immediately, and the electricity from the lightning traveled down the mast to my machine. Would the machine work? At first, nothing happened. But after a few minutes, I saw the creature's body begin to move. Slowly, terribly, the body came alive. Its arms and legs began to move. And slowly, it sat up. The dead body had been an ugly thing, but alive, it was much more horrible. Suddenly, I wanted to escape from it. I ran out of the laboratory and locked the door. I was filled with fear at what I had done. For hours, I walked up and down in my apartment. At last, I lay down on my bed and fell asleep. But my sleep was full of terrible dreams, and I woke up suddenly. The horrible thing that I had created was standing by my bed. Its yellow eyes were looking at me. Its mouth opened, and it made strange sounds at me. On its yellow face, there was an awful smile. One of its huge hands reached towards me